आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम निशित कुमार। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी लीव्स ऑन अ टू डे विजिट टू लाओस टू अटेंड आसियान इंडिया समिट एंड ईस्ट एशिया समिट। डॉयन ऑफ इंडियन इंडस्ट्री रतन टाटा पास्ड अवे इन मुंबई। President, Vice President and Prime Minister condole his demise. First phase of Second Army Commanders Conference for 2024 to begin today at Gangtok in Sikkim. DigiLocker partners with Umang app for seamless access to government services. In cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 82 runs in Women's T20 World Cup in Dubai. And in Men's T20 International, India defeat Bangladesh by 86 runs in Delhi to clinch the three-match series 2-0. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarked on a two-day visit to Vientiane, Laos this morning. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi said he is embarking on a two-day visit to Vientiane, Laos PDR, at the invitation of Prime Minister Sonakse Sifundon to participate in the 21st ASEAN India and the 19th East Asia Summit. He said this year, India is marking a decade of the ACT East policy. Mr. Modi said the East Asia Summit will provide an opportunity to deliberate on the challenges to peace, stability and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. The Prime Minister said India share close cultural and civilizational ties with the region, including with Laos PDR, which are enriched by a shared heritage of Buddhism and Ramayana. He said he is looking forward to his meetings with the Laos PDR leadership to further strengthen the bilateral ties. Our correspondent has filed a report on the visit of the Prime Minister.
India is marking a decade of ACT East policy this year. The ASEAN India Summit will review progress of the India-ASEAN relations through the comprehensive strategic partnership and chart the future direction of cooperation. India has many cooperative activities in the ASEAN countries. The East Asia Summit provides an opportunity for leaders of the participating countries, including India, to exchange views on issues of regional importance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to hold bilateral meetings on the margins of the summits. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The 44th and 45th Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN Summits and related summits kicked off in Vientiane, Laos yesterday. Addressing the opening ceremony, Laos President Thonglung Sisulit called on ASEAN countries to continue upholding their common cause of peace, stability and sustainable development, as well as honoring their commitments to multilateralism based on equality and mutual benefit. Renowned industrialist and philanthropist Ratan Tata passed away last night in Mumbai at the age of 86. He had been undergoing treatment at private hospital and was in a critical condition. The Maharashtra government has announced a one-day state mourning today, and Ratan Tata's final rites will be performed with full state honours. Our correspondent takes a look at Tata's life and works.
After receiving a Bachelor of Architecture degree from Cornell University of New York, Ratan Naval Tata joined the Tata Group in 1962. Ratan Tata was the chairman of Tata Sons from 1991 till 20th December 2012. During his tenure, the group's revenue grew manifold, totaling over $100 billion in 2011-12. Under the leadership of Ratan Tata, it launched People's Car Tata Nano and also acquired iconic British car maker Jaguar Land Rover. After retirement, Mr. Tata conferred the honorary title of Chairman Emeritus of Tata Sons, Tata Industries, Tata Motors, Tata Steel and Tata Chemicals. His dedication to philanthropy and development of society touched the lives of millions. He was deeply connected to animals. Ratan Tata was among the founders of India Climate Collaborative. The government of India honored Mr. Tata with its second highest civilian award, Padma Vibhushan, in 2008. Jeevan Bhavsar, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the demise of Ratan Tata. We have a report.
In social media posts, the president said that with the demise of Ratan Tata, India has lost an icon who blended corporate growth with nation buildings and excellence with ethics. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that Tata was a towering figure of Indian industries whose contribution towards building a self-reliant Bharat will be forever an inspiration to entrepreneurs in India and beyond. The Prime Minister said that he is deeply pained by Ratan Tata's passing away. Recalling his interaction with Ratan Tata, Mr. Modi said that his perspective was very enriching. Mr. Modi said Tata had passion towards dreaming big and giving back to the society. In social media post, Home Minister Amit Shah said whenever he met Tata, his zeal and commitment to betterment of Bharat and its people amaze him. Sharanya, Akashvani, News Delhi.
The first phase of Second Army Commanders Conference for the year 2024 will be organized in a hybrid mode at Gangtok in Sikkim from today. The two-day conference will serve as a forum for senior commanders for review current operational preparedness, deliberate on critical strategies and outline future directives. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh will address the senior leadership and will be briefed on the emerging security challenges and the response of the Army in the security domain. During the conference, discussions will focus on the growing importance of a multi-pronged national security strategy that incorporates integration of civil-military fusion and the diplomatic, information, military and economic pillars to counter contemporary threats. The second phase of Army Commanders Conference will be held in Delhi on the 28th and 29th of October. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back to the morning news. The National E-Governance Division has announced the integration of Umang app with DigiLocker to provide citizens seamless access to a wide range of government services. The Electronics and IT Ministry said that this collaboration will allow users to manage multiple services through a single platform. It said Umang app is accessible to all Android users and its services can be accessed through the DigiLocker app. The Minister said DigiLocker is a flagship initiative under the Digital India program to provide secure cloud-based storage. On the other hand, the Umang app provides a single platform to access pan-India e-Gov services. In West Bengal, agitating junior doctors have failed to reach any agreement with the state government during their talks in Kolkata yesterday. After the meeting, doctors alleged they received nothing concrete from the state government except verbal assurances, as the government refused to issue written directives on their demands to ensure a thorough cleanup of the state healthcare system and step up their safety and security within the medical college campuses. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, said that it has arrested a key accused in the Hizb-ut-Tahrir HUT case from Puducherry. The agency arrested Faizul Rahman yesterday, who is the state chief of the HUT from Puducherry. It said that HUT activist Hamid Hussain, along with others, had conspired in Chennai to spread secessionist ideologies by promoting the anti-national views of HUT. World Mental Health Day is being observed across the globe today. The day aims to raise awareness about the mental health issues and mobilize efforts in support of mental health care worldwide. The theme for this year is Mental Health at Work. Former U.S. President and Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has praised Prime Minister Narendra Modi as the nicest human being, saying the Indian leader is a friend. Mr. Trump made the comments in response to a question during a podcast which was uploaded last night. Mr. Trump recalled Prime Minister Modi's visit to Houston in 2019 to attend the Howdy Modi, saying it was like 80,000 people going crazy. The Republican candidate said he shares a very good relationship with Mr. Modi. Moreover, the former president is contesting against Vice President Kamala Harris in this year's U.S. presidential election. U.S. President Joe Biden held conversation over phone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu last night. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre said the conversation covered a range of issues with a particular focus on the ongoing West Asia conflict involving Iran. This call marked the first publicly announced discussion between the two leaders since August. One key topic of the conversation was Mr. Biden urging Mr. Netanyahu to minimize harm to civilians in Lebanon. White House officials said Biden administration has expressed concerns over the growing civilian toll amid the conflict. And now on to sports. In a night of resounding cricket glory, India achieved impressive victories in the women's ICC T20 World Cup and the men's T20 internationals last night. We have a report.
In the women's T20 World Cup cricket, the Indian women's registered their biggest ever victory margin, hammering Sri Lanka in the Group A match by 82 runs at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium last night. Opting to bat first, India posted a daunting total of 172 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Sri Lanka crumbled under relentless pressure, succumbing to India's fierce bowling attack and ultimately being bowled out for just 90 runs in 19.5 overs. The crucial victory not only boosted India's net run rate, but also propelled them into second place in Group A, overtaking New Zealand and Pakistan to keep their semi-final hopes alive. On the other hand, the men in blue stormed past Bangladesh in the second T20 International, winning by 86 runs in New Delhi last evening. India's massive total of 221 for 9 was too much for Bangladesh, who faltered at 135 for 9. Nitish Reddy, with an all-round performance scoring 74 and grabbing 2 wickets, was named player of the match as India sealed the series 2-0. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
In badminton, India's Kiran George has advanced to the men's singles pre-quarterfinals of the Arctic Open 2024 in Vantaa, Finland yesterday. He defeated the world number 25 Wang Zhuwei of Taiwan in straight sets 23-21, 21-18. We have a report.
After this victory, Kiran will face the reigning Asian champion Jonathan Christie of Indonesia in the second round today. Earlier, ace Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen moved ahead with a walkover after his 28th ranked Danish opponent Rasmus Gemke withdrew from the men's singles round of 32 contest. The world number 19 Indian will be up against world championship bronze medalist Chow Tian Chen of Taipei today. In women's singles, India's Malvika Bansod, Unnati Hooda and Akarshi Kashyap will also progress to the round of 16 and will be in action today. Malvika will face Ratchanok Intanon of Thailand, Unnati will lock horns with Michelle Lee of Canada, while Akarshi Kashyap will face Han Yu of China. In mixed doubles, Indian duo of Satish Kumar Karunakaran and Adya Variyat will take on against Chinese pair of Shang Xing and Zhang Shi today. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The 38th National Games will be held in Uttarakhand from the 28th January to the 14th of February next year. The complete program for the National Games will be unveiled during the General Assembly meeting of the Indian Olympic Association set for the 25th of this month. In addition to the National Games, Uttarakhand will also host the Winter National Games. During a recent meeting in New Delhi, Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami met with Indian Olympic Association President Dr. P.T. Usha. The Chief Minister assured that Uttarakhand is fully prepared to host the Games, emphasizing that the event will be organized on a grand scale. He also highlighted the commitment to providing excellent facilities to athletes and visitors. And now for a look at today's newspaper, sits over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Nishit. Passing away of Ratan Tata, India Inc.'s crown jewel is headlined by all the leading dailies. Cabinet clears deal to build 2 nuclear submarines, buy 31 Predator drones and fortified rice plan is the front page story in the Asian Age. Congress faces allies heat after election setback is the top story in Hindustan Times. Leaders race to form governments in Jammu and Kashmir, Haryana is the leading story in The Hindu. Congress's EVM remarks undemocratic, rejection of people's will, says Election Commission, according to the Indian Express. Reserve Bank of India holds rate again, shifts town's gear to neutral, says Business Standard. And finally, trio of protein pioneers win chemistry Nobel, says a report in the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leaves on a two-day visit to Laos to attend the ASEAN-India Summit and East Asia Summit. Doyen of Indian industry Ratan Tata passed away in Mumbai. President, Vice President and Prime Minister condole his demise. First phase of Second Army Commanders Conference for 2024 to begin today at Gangtok in Sikkim. DigiLocker partners with Umang app for seamless access to government services. In cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 82 runs in Women's T20 World Cup in Dubai. And in men's T20 International, India defeat Bangladesh by 86 runs in Delhi to clinch the 3-match series 2-0. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.